Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Firstly, why are the current regulations not working, or why are they being scrutinised?
I think the current regulations were rushed through. There was only sort of a small amount of consultation that occurred with the industry. So with anything like this, we would have expected regulation to sort of go through proper due diligence with you know, discussion papers and moving on to sort of a bit more research. And, you know, whilst we do, the industry do understand that, you know, they were born from some issues that had happened at music festivals that needed to be addressed, the lack of consultation and just the general the lack of research into how to address the issues led to what was a rushed regulatory regime that...
I'm sorry, you're still with us, Julie? I'll tell you what, I'll make it up to you. I'll have the laurels back on in just a moment. But I am joined, hopefully, back on the line by Julia from the Australian Festival Association. Julia, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
No, well, these things happen. So we were talking about the lack of consultation in regards to the current licensing scheme. In the time since this one has actually gone into effect, have we seen much in the way of consultation? I mean, it is better to... ask forgiveness than permission at times.
Yeah, look, that is true, and I think the industry has welcomed some additional consultation that has happened since the regulations have passed. So we have been invited by New South Wales Health to come in and consult on some of the guidelines that they issued that were to complement the new licence and the new regulations. So certainly industry do welcome any kind of consultation, and I guess that it just does show the fact that this has been moved in Parliament to be disallowed, that we could make way for further consultation that would lead to real true regulations that could solve or address some of the issues that have been faced by our industry.
And just speaking on these issues, I mean, how have we actually seen festival makers, musicians and the like suffering under the licensing scheme now in effect?
Yeah, I think there's been quite a number of stories in the media go through about cancellations of festivals due to increased costs, relocation of festivals interstate. So I guess the industry is suffering from, you know, a bit of just lack of awareness as to what they're going to be faced with in the future. There's been just the rushed nature of the consultation meant that there was just no way of knowing how much things were going to cost, how changes would affect them. And some of these budgets for festivals are done, you know, 12 to 18 months in advance when they're booking their talent, and just not knowing how changes will affect those budgets, you know, have just led to festivals deciding to cancel because they're unsure as to what costs might impact on their ticket sales, etc.
So if we were to see the current scheme scrapped and, back on the drawing board, the state government back at the drawing board, what would the Australian Festival Association like to see happen? Are there particularly thorny ones we would like to see taken out or pruned?
So I think what the industry is calling for is back to the drawing board consultation period, so when we can really address what the issues are and how the best way is to regulate or to accredit, in fact, potentially, you know, providers of medical services, for example, or just consideration of things like, so the coronial inquest into the deaths at music festivals is coming up in July. That's going to come out with some recommendations to specifically address the issues that we're facing in the industry. So where that proper due diligence and consultation is going to happen with experts in the industry, researchers, medical providers, that's where we could see some you know, solid recommendations on how to proceed rather than sort of a rushed band-aid approach that we've seen in the past.
Well, here in Sydney, we've had some discussion of 24-hour trading against, I guess, the lockout laws. The festival licensing we're seeing now coming under this intensifying scrutiny. Are you optimistic on the outcomes?
Look, I think we've sent out letters to various ministers to ask them for their support, and we've had some good reactions and good responses so far. I think that the people that we've been working with on the ground to work on these regulations and to try and get them to an operational perspective are welcoming the consultation, and we are working well together. So I think from that perspective, we are always optimistic that we can make the right changes happen and that we are being heard. And I think that's why the Australian Festival Association does now exist, to help be that conduit between the industry and to help promote some good discussion and good consultation.
Well, Julia, will be an interesting one to keep our eyes on. I appreciate you giving us a bit of insight into it.
No problem. Thanks so much.